This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's this guy, Mark, who has a hobby trying to be smart about plane tickets and airline and hotel miles. Mark Orlowski has to travel a lot for his real job running a nonprofit called the Sustainable Endowments Institute. Today, he is prepared to reveal some of his tools. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, David.
So you play with some interesting tools here to help you sort all this stuff out.
A website called Award Wallet is a site that actually for free lets you track all your frequent flyer mile accounts, your hotel accounts. So I've been using that tool for years, and it's been a real lifesaver. It even helps you auto log in to a website. So if you want to quickly jump into your Delta account, you don't need to even remember your Delta password.
All right. Now, what's this one? I don't even know how to pronounce it. S-K-I-P. What is it?
Yeah, so SkipLagged is another one. This one's actually a little controversial. SkipLagged got in a lawsuit with United and some other companies over whether this was a service that should be offered to customers. But the idea is that it looks for opportunities to tack on an extra sort of flight segment past the destination of where you plan to travel. So, for example, you know, last year I was in Hawaii speaking at a conference and came back to Los Angeles, but there was an opportunity to continue onwards to San Diego, which actually dropped the price of the airfare by about $150. One could book that flight and then get off in Los Angeles, paying the lower fare, but not continuing onwards to San Diego.
And what's the Seat Guru? Is that a component of one of these?
So Seat Guru is its own site. This is really useful because there's all sorts of different airplanes, you know, made by Airbus, made by Boeing, many others. Sometimes there are better seats than others on a plane, and Seat Guru will actually give you a seat map of an airplane and show you, based on customer experience and reviews and other factors, what the sort of best seats are in terms of legroom, in terms of other space considerations, or if there's other problems, for example, if a seat doesn't recline because it's next to an exit row. That can be really handy because, you know, sitting in a nice seat with some extra legroom is a whole lot better than sitting in a sort of cramped middle seat which doesn't recline.
Well, I'm so tempted to call him our point man, Mark Orlowski. His real job is executive director and founder of the Sustainable Endowments Institute. Mark, always good to talk to you.
My pleasure, David. Thanks for having me.